I'd like to share a testimony, something that God did for me. My children, they were in school and they were able to study or be in school for free. Somebody was paying for their tuition fee, and they were supposed to pay the fee to the school before their final exams in school. So he still had to go make the payment. There's a believer who liked to, who always gave him the, give him the money for the school fee every month, cash he would give him specifically for his children, for his three kids' school fee. And so he would give him cash every month. He had to go and pay that cash to the school.
Initially, they could have paid in cash at the school, but school made a change in the payment.
Yeah, that they have to do it at the bank.
They have to deposit in the bank.
In the bank. Yeah. So once the school made this change, from that time, and Krishna Uncle didn't get time to go visit the bank and make those deposits.
And even it's a little bit technical.
Yeah. Okay. So he was discussing with his wife that, we need to go, because both of them had been busy for last few weeks, month, something like that. So he realized that it's their kids have their exams, their final tests. So for that, you need to have your school fee paid for and all of that in order to give the test. So he was speaking to his wife about this, that today let's go and pay at the bank so that they can give their test and there's no problem. So while they were talking about this, his son spoke up and he said that, but you've already paid, like all of our fee has already been paid, because they're in school, before you can give the test you get like an admission card like that you need, and that shows that this student's fee, everything is paid for, so you can sit for the test. So they all of his kids already got those cards, the admission card for the test, because their fee was already paid for. So they were just surprised, like, how is that possible? Because neither of them went to the bank and made any of the deposits. I was so surprised when I heard this, because it was God who paid for them, because the last 3 months, fee I had, like, that believer had been giving me to pay for the school, but because I didn't get time, I couldn't go physically to the bank and make those deposits. And then he has three kids, so all three of the kids, for the 3 months, the fee for each of the 3 months was already paid for. So I was just so surprised to hear how God did this. I don't even know who paid for it. So really, this is what life is like, living with God. He surprises us with new things, just completely out of nowhere he will show us new things, and we don't even know, but God will do something different, something unique for us. So when I was thinking about all of this, I remembered how in the scripture there is that part where Jesus Christ was with his disciples and there was a big storm, and but Jesus Christ was taking a nap. He was resting inside while this big storm was taking place on the boat, and they were all on the water with this big storm, but he was still able to rest when something like that was happening outside. So the disciples, they got worried and they woke him up and all of that, but Jesus Christ, he said, ye of little faith, like, why are you afraid? And then he commanded the storm to stop, and immediately it became calm. The storm, the weather became calm. Example of how much faith Jesus Christ, our Lord, had on God, our Father, and how he was so sure of God's power, God's authority, and he was just so 100% in that, that he did not care whether there was a storm or whatever it was. He knew that he has authority over it and he doesn't need to fear even for a minute, for a second. So he never put his own understanding, logic in any situation that he was facing, any circumstance that he was facing, but he had complete faith in God's power and authority, and that he always walked by the Spirit of God. So he always had that strong faith, boldness to walk with him. So we can also be like right now. If he wanted to, he could have also looked at things five senses wise, like worldly way, but he never did. He always looked at things from God's perspective and God's ways, so that's why he was able to move. So we are also to look completely to God and trust him for everything, and we don't need to put our own understanding, our own wisdom into how to figure out different things, different circumstances, but we walk by God's wisdom and what he shows us. So even for fellowship, like I ask God for new kind of wisdom, new understanding. So today they had fellowship at their home, their place, and then he asked the believers there a question that before you came to know about this one true God and this kind of life being available, did you ever visit the hospital? So everybody said, yes, we used to go to hospitals and visit doctors. So why did you go to the hospital? Because in order to save our life, whenever we were sick or had disease or something, then we don't want that thing. So in order to get healed, to get better, we would go visit the hospital. Wants to die, everybody wants to live, everybody wants life. So when the doctor prescribes different medication to the patient, the doctor also tells the patient not to eat, what kind of foods you should eat, you should avoid a lot of sugar or a lot of, fried food, like different kind of advice. Like the doctors will always tell the patient that they should eat healthy also with the medicine. And all the believers, they said, yes, we used to listen to what the doctor would tell us and would follow as the doctor would prescribe, the medicine and the food and all of that. We would follow what the doctor would tell. So I asked them, why would you follow the doctor, everything that the doctor says? So their response was, because if we had that fear that if we don't do what the doctor tells us, then we wouldn't get healed, we would die. But then I said that still, all of you are here now for a reason, because even though you took those medicines and all of that advice and you followed it, but still you didn't get better, still you didn't get healed. That's why you had to finally come here, and then you saw some results. So just like a patient that wants to get healed, wants to get better, will really follow everything that the doctor will tell him or her to do, the same way now that you know the one true God and you have that kind of access to him, so now if there's something that God tells you to do, will you obey him and do it, or will you not do it? So then they said, yes, we will, we want to follow what God tells us to do. So God tells us now to his instruction to us is that don't worry, don't be anxious for anything, and you trust in me, and don't put your own logic, your own understanding in things, but with all your heart, you trust me. And that's what he tells us to do. So, and it's for our benefit, just like a doctor will tell the patient for the patient's benefit that the patient gets better. Take this medicine and don't eat this or eat this. The same way now God is telling us for our benefit that now stop putting your own understanding in things and just completely cast all your cares to me. This is what God is telling us so that we can benefit and that we can live that full life that he has for us. So I asked them that, do you want to receive this benefit? Do you want to receive this kind of benefit life? Then everybody said, yes, we want to have this kind of life. So this this is the way for that, living that kind of life. We put all of our trust in God and look only to Him. Can you heal people? They said yes. Now we know that we can. And can you cast out devil spirits? Yes, we know we can. And how is this possible? And how has this been made available? It's because of the Spirit of God, which is in you now, that you can do all of these things. Just like with healing, casting out devil spirits, now they are so, strong in that, of course, we can do this. The same way God is the one who also speaks through you. Even sometimes when you feel like you don't know what you're going to share or speak, but God knows exactly what needs to be said. And He is the one who is working in you, and He is the one who will speak through you. So I encourage them with this, that you have the Spirit of God in you now to start speaking the words from God. So different things that God tells us, that like casting out devil spirits, speaking in tongues, and all of these different things that God says now we can do. So and we've seen the result also by doing them. And another important thing that God has showed us is about sowing the seed, honoring God. Because like it says also in the scripture, whatsoever you sow, so shall you reap. So that is what the truth is, and you know, that God has given to us. I was, you know, encouraging them that just like with everything else, you are believing God, trusting God for all of these other things, the same way we should trust God and ask God for the seed also that we can sow. So when we do that, when we ask God for that seed to sow, He can do that for us also. He can do he can do even this for you. In my area, there's a lot of agriculture farmers, so this kind of example they understand really well. Because whoever will sow the seed for eggplant, they will reap the eggplant. Whoever sows seed for, okra, potato, whatever seed you sow, that is what you will get. That is the vegetable or fruit that you will harvest, reap. You have a lot of seed, like stored in your house, but until and unless you don't sow it, and how will you even find out how much fruit you have, or how much how much you have? Once you sow, that's when you can get fruit, get result, get harvest from it. So I encourage them more, and you know, ask them, do you want to see a prosperous life, more than abundant life? And everybody wants to see that. So what do you do in order to see that kind of life, to manifest that kind of life? You have to honor God. You sow that seed that He will give you. And once you sow, you will also reap and harvest. You know, God will give you much fruit. So now that we've heard all of these things, I encourage them, now we start practicing also. Just like you heard about healing and you immediately did, speaking in tongues also you did. Now this is also something that God shows us, that when we do this, you know, this happens. So when you, as you sow, so shall you reap. So, and then when we honor God first, then we can see great fruit. Just like now, like all of you are so strong and bold with God, that when you're casting out devil spirits, nobody feels fear or nobody is afraid of the devil spirit, because you know that the devil spirit is afraid of you, and that when you tell it to get out, it has to obey you. That's the kind of, you know, that's the kind of boldness you have now, because you know who you are. The same way now when you sow the seed, don't be afraid, don't be fearful that, oh, I am, you know, how am I going to take care of other different things? But you do it with that same kind of boldness, that who you are, and that God is the one who always takes care of us. The is not, you know, a man-made law or rule that you have to do this, but this is a very spiritual kind of wisdom that God has given to us. This is God's rule, God's way, that when we do this, when we honor God first, then we see great prosperity and abundance. And just like, you know, we believe what the doctor, like before you became believers, you would believe what the doctor would say, that okay, you need to eat this medicine and eat this kind of food, then you will get better, but still you didn't see results, but still you followed. Now that you have come to know that with God, God is even greater than any medicine and any doctor. What the doctor can even say, God's wisdom goes way beyond that. So we do as when we start doing as God tells us to do and follow His instruction, then we can see great results. And really, this is God's rule, law that He has set now for us, that as we sow, so shall we reap. And when we do this, when we honor God, then we will see, you will be able to manifest great prosperity and abundance. So I'm very thankful that God showed me these, you know, new kind of angle for the people that needed to hear at fellowship. And it was very powerful and impactful. And this is how it is with God. And I'm very thankful for Mr. Sangat Baines also, that he really showed us to walk by the Spirit and to really listen to God and walk with Him like this. And so when we also decide to do the things that God tells us to do, then we can be always, you know, prospering and always in doing good. So that we can have a strong foundation. Like our house is built on a strong foundation when we are the kind of people that not just hear, but also hear and do the things that God is showing us. And that way we can see great results. God shows us that I have so much, you know, I have everything that you could ever need or want. And my desire for you is that you also have all of these things that you desire for or that you need. So this is God's vision for us. So we take that and we receive that and we walk with Him and do the things that He tells us to do. So this is what He would like to share. And